former, she is a victim of prior sexual harassment. Now, if you juxtapose that position, that statement in trial, with the statements of these women that they were groped and they were subjected to really creepy and offensive statements, it will not be a good moment for the defense. But he may have locked himself in. And he talks about welcoming the judge and jury in the case. He may just want to welcome the judge, because I'm not too sure a jury is going to be that welcoming of this defense.
Good point. Like I said, Professor Jonathan Turley, smart, smart dude. Saw him last night on Fox News Channel, and he is amazing. Coming up, Congressman Mark Amaday, talk about his political future. Word is he's not going to run for governor, and we'll find out what these members of Congress are doing with 7 weeks off, and how that came to be with the eviction moratorium hanging fire, and the pandemic, and January 6th, and all these different things that are out there hanging fire, and Congress went, well, at least part of Congress, the House, and Nancy Pelosi, she took him home for 7 weeks. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The WHO's Tedros Ghebreyesus calls for nations to hold off launching vaccine booster campaigns to help ensure that doses are available in countries where few people have received their first shots.
WHO is calling for a moratorium on boosters until at least the end of September to enable at least 10% of the population of every country to be vaccinated.
He made the appeal on Wednesday, mostly to wealthier countries that have far outpaced the developing world in number of vaccinations. While White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. has the capacity to both provide Americans with the COVID-19 vaccine, including possible boosters, and donate millions of doses worldwide.
We also, in this country, have enough supply to ensure that every American has access to a vaccine. We will have enough supply to ensure, if the FDA decides that boosters are recommended for a portion of the population, to provide those as well. We believe we can do both, and we don't need to make that choice.
President Biden isn't weighing in on whether New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the state of New York has a process for handling impeachment.
We'll leave it to them to speak to that, but the president believes Governor Cuomo should do the right thing, resign, and leave space for future leadership in New York.
She says the president had not spoken with Cuomo following a state investigation that concluded the governor sexually harassed nearly a dozen women. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian authorities have blocked two online news outlets critical of the Kremlin, the latest move in a government crackdown on critical and independent media ahead of their September parliamentary elections. The company said Wednesday night their websites are unavailable for users of most Russian internet providers. Both outlets are backed by leading Kremlin critic Mikhail Khodorkovsky. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 323 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our DinoVite onto the food, then squirting the Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
DinoVite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Clark County workers, including staffers at UMC, could be required to fully vaccinate or submit to weekly COVID-19 tests beginning in September. County commissioners appear to embrace the idea, with the intent to possibly adapt the proposal at its next meeting in a couple of weeks. The move will follow the Silver State's plan to require its state employees to get vaccinated or take weekly tests. The federal government, California and New York City, and a number of private businesses have also put in place similar plans. Parking at the Miracle Mile shops at Planet Hollywood is no longer free. Company officials say visitors who self-park in the garage will pay $12 for 1 to 4 hours, $15 for 4 to 24 hours. Now, your first hour is free. Properties on the Las Vegas Strip which still offer free parking include the TI, Tropicana, Wynn, and Encore, the Venetian, and the Palazzo. Meanwhile, Nevada's two-week COVID-19 positivity rate is now 15.1%, which is a far cry from the 3.3% last experienced. That was back on the 9th of June.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You're bumper-to-bumper in a couple of areas right now. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho. Interstate 15 northbound at Flamingo, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Lane reductions, 515 westbound at Eastern, and you're touch and go on the Beltway, 215 southbound at Warm Springs.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Lots to talk about today. We now have prosecutors at in a couple of different locations in New York considering filing criminal charges against the governor, Andrew Cuomo. The report by the Attorney General in the state of New York, Letitia James, states that they believe the 11 women who have come forward to say, he groped me, he kissed me, he... And it was just, and it was ugly. And it was creepy. Governor Cuomo has said, I didn't do it. Well, we'll see. We'll see what a jury of his peers thinks about that. I don't know. His video yesterday was creepy again. I mean, it really honestly was. By the way, we keep seeing the numbers going up on the COVID-19 thing, the pandemic, the Delta variant, and one of the things that Sean Hannity brought up last night, and I thought it was really good, was the mixed messaging that we've had from the president and from the White House and from Dr. Fauci and others. Let's go to cut four real quick. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Well, you know, I think there's a couple of issues here. First of all, you are absolutely correct in that the House and House leadership had the opportunity to vote to extend the moratorium. And there were many, and there was frankly a handful of conservative Democrats in the House that threatened to get on planes rather than hold this vote. And we have to really just call a spade a spade. We cannot, in good faith, blame the Republican Party when House Democrats have a majority. Now, there is something to be said for the fact that this court order came down on the White House a month ago, and the White House waited until the day before the House adjourned to release a statement asking on Congress to extend the moratorium. This came after weeks. I sit on the Financial Services Committee, which has jurisdiction over housing. We had, you know, the housing secretary there asking about the administration's stance. We asked the Biden administration about their stance, and they were not being really forthright about that advocacy and that request until the day before the House adjourned. And so the House was put into a needlessly difficult situation. And it's not just me saying that. Financial Services Chairwoman Maxine Waters has made that very clear as well. And so there's a couple of contributing factors here. We have governors who are also not getting this emergency rental assistance out in time, which is forcing this extension, what we would like, an extension of the moratorium. The fact of the matter is that the problem is here. The House should reconvene and call this vote and extend the moratorium. There's about 11 million people that are behind on their rent at risk of eviction. That's one out of every six renters in the United States.
Congress is out of town for the next 7 weeks. Speaker Pelosi made it clear in a letter to Democrats last night she's not calling the House back. The Senate's here because they got the infrastructure bill. Manchin say that he thinks that the moratorium should be extended so that these tens of billions of dollars can get out the door. What's your response?
Well, listen, the House adjourned technically for 7 weeks, but I want to be very clear that due to the ongoing negotiations with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, we were given very specific instructions that we are set to adjourn for 7 weeks, but every member of the House of Representatives is currently on a 24-hour callback notice in anticipation of that bipartisan infrastructure bill. So we all have left town with plans to come back within 24 hours if necessary. And I believe that the expiration of the eviction moratorium and having 11 million Americans, one out of every six renters, at risk of being kicked out of their homes is worth coming back and triggering that 24-hour notice.
That obviously was not Sean Hannity. That was AOC from a day or so ago. So my apologies for that. But, technical glitches, it happens from time to time. One thing I do know is that Laura Ingraham, I thought, did a great job. And again, I'm not a big New York City fan, okay? I don't like standing in long lines. I don't like surly people. And a lot of the New York folks, the folks that live in New York City. They're conditioned, they're tough. And I think I like a softer approach to life than New York City. But Laura Ingraham did a really nice job last night. And we'll let you hear from Laura Ingraham coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, I want to check in with our friend Mark Amadei, congressman from CD2, and he joins us. Where are you today? Are you in D.C. or are you back home?
Hey, I'm actually just came back into cell service. I'm coming down the road from Lake Tahoe, so I'm in the Silver State. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Let me ask you, and I might as well get to it because everybody's been talking about it. The fact that with all the stuff going on, the pandemic, the eviction, the moratorium, all kinds of stuff that's happening. Nancy Pelosi took the House and sent it home for vacation for 7 weeks. What is going on there? And by the way, do Republicans have any way to stop stuff like that?
Dan, three things real quick. First of all, the side with the most votes in the House gets to make the rules. So we're five votes out of the majority, and so guess what? That elections have consequences thing. The answer is the side with the most votes makes the rules. She's got a five-vote majority. Second is, it's not vacation. I got plenty of stuff to do in Nevada, and I'm thrilled to be working in Nevada. Which leads me to the third thing, though, is, Dan, Nancy doesn't want members, Democrat or Republican. She's got her staff and two or three other people, and they're just doing their thing. So when they absolutely positively need you for a vote, they'll call you back. But quite frankly, she doesn't care about rank-and-file Democrats or Republicans. She's the queen of the House, and she doesn't want anybody else messing with her. She's got her agenda as driven by her staff, nameless, faceless, elected by nobody, and that's been the reality in the House for over 2 years now.
Wow. Let me just ask you, how close are we to being able to reverse that? How close are we to being able to take back the House of Representatives and I guess, parenthetically, and the Senate, too?
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert on the Senate, but I'll just tell you this. There's five seats. They have a five-seat majority. And you know, Dan, everybody said, oh, it's close. This is going to be interesting. I'll tell you what. They must have gone and put a horse head in everybody's bed at the beginning of the thing. Because those guys, yeah, I'm dating myself now. Let me tell you what. Even the Blue Dogs, everybody's in line. There's nobody falling out of line on any of these votes. And so when you look at that, Dan, and especially down where there's seats, there's three seats in Southern Nevada. It's like, let me tell you what, if you're for things like the eviction moratorium, it's like, guess what? That's called condemnation. Only nobody's getting paid. People who invested in rental property for part of their retirement or in mortgage financing for part of their retirement, there's no rescue program for them, Dan. People are just taking, these guys have taken the value of those properties and said, tough luck on you, and it's been 18 months. There are some ways to either tighten that up or gradually whatever. This bent where it's like, hey, if you've invested in rental property or mortgage income, you're not a real person. Hello, and by the way, there's a lot of that in Clark County. I hope somebody's paying attention. We're going to find out what this country's made of here next year, because if this is basically reelected and sent back again, holy macaroni,
yeah.
Big guy.
And by the way, it's Kevin. Dan, I think, must be on vacation. I think he's on.
I mean,
it's
well,
okay.
You know, I was going alphabetical. Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's Kevin Wall.
Call me Mac, you know.
No, I would never do that. Let me just ask you, what is it the president actually did today with that eviction moratorium extension?
Well, here's what the inside story is. They know they can't do it, but they're figuring that it'll take a few months for the courts to tell them they can't do it and undo it. And by then, we'll be back so they can pass a law that says, that officially condemns everybody's property without condemnation, without compensation. So this is just a buy for 90 days. They figure it'll take the courts 90 days to tell them they can't do it. They tried to hold us in, but they didn't have the votes for it, Kevin. They tried to hold us in last week. Couldn't get it going. It's like, hey, a third of the Senate's up for re-election, and all the House, is anybody paying attention?
By the way, everybody is raving about Cori Bush, who was sleeping on the steps of the Capitol over the weekend. Do you know her? Have you gotten a chance to meet her? Have you worked with her on any committees or anything?
No, I haven't. And I mean, we left Friday, so. Anyhow, no, the answer is I don't. There's 400 some odd of us. So there's it's a big class in terms of crossing paths with each other.
Wow. Well, the eviction moratorium has been partially extended, but it will probably end up in court. By the way, will anybody file suit? Will anybody on our side filing suit on that?
Yeah, I'm sure the lawsuits are already starting here and there. You ought to see the list. I'll have my office send you the list of organizations that are like, hey, please don't do this. And I mean, it's bedrock stuff, you know? Realtors, builders, people who make their living creating value in housing.
They're not victims.
They don't deserve to be able to make a living. And there's no rescue for them, Kevin.
So as a sitting member of Congress, who should you be? I mean, I'm going to be honest, just as a guy that does this 5 days a week, I sympathize with both sides. I mean, I don't want any of these 11 million families being thrown out on the street or sent to foster homes or anything like that. But on the same token, there are people like you say that made lifelong investments into rental property, and now all of a sudden there's nobody paying them to rent it.
Here's the word, Kevin. Can we have a little thought, please? A little bit of thought. In other words, okay, who are you? What's your story? Have you lost your job? Okay, what's the deal? Can you afford to pay 25% with all this stuff going on? You know, are you on the enhanced unemployment, whatever? Something other than just no thought, one size fits all, and guess what? You don't have to pay, and whoever it is that you were supposed to pay, they just have to figure out how to work with it.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, everybody's always asking me this, who's going to run against Sisolak? Who's got the best shot at it? And I know that your name has come up countless times from people saying he should come back from Washington and end up running for governor. You want to run for governor?
You know what? I want to replace the existing... I treat everybody with respect. I think Nevada can do a lot better in terms of their chief executive. And I want the best person there. I want the best possible Republican to be the nominee. And right now I'm looking around, and I'm just going to tell you this. It's early, Kevin. It's early. But quite frankly, can you tell me, have any of the folks out there that have announced so far sucked all the air out of the room? And everybody's throwing ticker tape parades and whatever? Because guess what? The mission is, you've got to replace a sitting incumbent Democrat who's in a Democrat-registered state. And you know where the action's going to be, Kevin? It's going to be in Clark County, where the number two registered group of people is NP, IAP, and all those folks. And so, hello, mathematician majors. You better start figuring out who's going to be able to basically be attractive to those folks, as well as reverse this Democratic talking point administration that we've had here, because you know and I know the core of the Democrat folks in, and especially in Clark County, are going to support the governor. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. And what's frustrating to me is I look at everybody going, yeah, we're going to do the same thing, and of course it's going to be the sheriff, or it's going to be, you know, Senator Heller, it's going to be John Lee, it's going to be Joey Gilbert. It's like, listen, all good people. You tell me which one of them swinging, you know, the big bat and hitting it out of the park yet, because, Kevin, in all fairness, haven't seen it yet. So I said I'd be in or out of the governor's race by October, and so far I'm like, hey, if there's a better mousetrap out there, I'll get behind it. But guess what? I'm looking at a lot of mice running around that ain't trapped. You know who the happiest guy of all's got to be right now?
Who?
Sisolak.
Yeah. Well, it's
my humble opinion. You ask, there's the answer.
Okay, so in other words, you will look at this race, though.
Oh, I've done some homework. I've looked at how primary stuff goes. I'm looking at, I mean, as you can tell, it's like, listen, you want to know what? Here's one for the books. A Republican can win a statewide race at the top of the ticket. You know how that? You know what you got to figure out how to do, Kevin? You got to figure out how to lose Clark County by 40,000 votes instead of 100,
yeah.
Which is what happened to the president twice. You got to figure out, because you can make that up in the other 16 counties. Donald Trump had a 75,000 vote lead when he left the 15 rural counties last. You got to figure out how to lose Clark County by 40,000 votes, and guess what? You'll get elected.
Boy, would
out there, are you listening, you geniuses, and the guys up and down the strip? Oh, you know, our guy can't be beaten, all that. And you're going, have you looked at the numbers? Kevin, 56% in the last three primary elections statewide, 56% of the votes were cast in Clark County.
Wow.
Not 75%, 56. Don't take my word for it. Go look at the Secretary of State's office.
That is
so with all due respect, facts are important things for us all, and those people that ignore them at their peril.
And suffice to say, when you do figure out what you're going to do with the race or whether you're going to run for re-election, you'll come back and let us know?
Absolutely.
Mark, it's always good to have you on. Thank you so much. Be safe out there, would you please? And we'll talk with you again, hopefully when you come back to town.
Thanks, Kevin, and tell Dan I said hi, too, okay?
I will definitely do that. Thank you. Congressman Mark Hammaday joining us, representing Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. You just never know what happens on this show. Oh, I just love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. For gift cards and a one-of-a-kind